secondary, because guys that have played that position, they understand it. They understand what it takes to lock down one of those quality wide receivers. You go back to the Notre Dame game. D. Milner now playing for the New York Jets. He locked down option number one for the Irish. And at that point, then that quarterback pressure and headaches created in the backfield by those defenders and linebackers become very, very important. Right now, we take just a minute to welcome in an All-American at the University of Alabama. He's from, no doubt, our great state. Played football here, was a captain here. His handprint, his footprint underneath Denny Chimes on the campus of the University of Alabama. Don McNeil, welcome back to T-Town. I hope all is well, sir.
All is well. Thank you for that introduction. That's great.
Well, Don, I have to say this, and I'm not saying it just because you're on my program, but I go back to my, you know, I've got a lot of Alabama memorabilia just like everybody else. But, you know, I've got a Dolphin. I've got a Dolphin helmet that you signed for me many, many years ago, and it still sits in my living room to this day.
Well, great. I'm so glad to have done it. You know, it's a privilege for me to have played for the Crimson Tide. I mean, I look at the stuff that I have, and I got a picture of Coach Bear Bryant, and I always remember what he used to tell me. He used to say, "Don, wherever you go, whatever you do, always show your class." And see, that's always have stuck with me. So I'm so glad I had the opportunity to play at the University of Alabama.
Well, let's talk about right now that pride of what Alabama's been able to accomplish, winning three out of the last four. Now they're going to try to go for four out of five, and really a unique dynasty in college football history. I'm sure that sense of pride is probably indescribable right now.
Oh, it is. I'm just so proud. People don't want to see me coming because they know what I'm going to tell them. Because I tell them, hey, everybody bleeds red, you know, if you cut yourself, you're gonna bleed red. So I tell them, hey, everybody here are Alabama Crimson Tide fans, and they don't want to see me coming, but that's what I'm doing every day. And you know, it is a dynasty. Two national championships in a row, and then they wanted to this last two out of three years, that's great. You can't beat that. And then they're going for another one, three in a row. That's great. So you can't beat that. And so I'm so very proud. I'm so glad I had the opportunity to play at the University of Alabama. And it is a dynasty. It really is.
We're talking with former All-American at the University of Alabama, Don McNeil. He's in the game on 99.1 and 99.1 WDGM. Let me just propose this question. You've already talked about Coach Bryant, but you had a chance to play for legendary Coach Don Shula there for the Miami Dolphins. You also sort of understand what Coach Saban expects from his players. Do you see a similarities between those three coaches, Coach Bryant, Coach Shula, and then also Coach Saban?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, Coach Bear Bryant always said, "Coach, show your class." And Coach Shula always said, "Put your best foot forward and always be prepared." And you know what? Saban is just like the two of them. He practiced. And see, Coach Saban wants those people to play like they're practicing. In essence, you got to practice like it's a game and all that. And I've been to some practices, and he go crazy when they make any type of mistakes. So that's the similarity. You have to practice, and your game will be perfect. And I'm so glad I'm living to see what I saw during New Year's, during the national championship game. It was great. And so, yeah, the similarities is so similar, and they're going for three in a row, and I don't see why not. They cannot accomplish that.
You know, you had a lot of success here in Tuscaloosa with your championships. No doubt we talk about those personal achievements, All-American, but you won national titles while you were here, and you won two of them. You look at those two national titles, Don. How hard is it to go back-to-back? And, I mean, could you only imagine going back-to-back-to-back?
You can only imagine that. But you know what? Coach Bear Bryant expected that. And he used to tell us that every day, guys, you have to practice like you're going to play and expect the unexpected and always expect to be in the top game. So, we practiced and we just knew we was going out and we was going to beat everybody. And I used to feel sorry for anybody that's going to play against us because we're going to go out, we're going to win the game. And that's all we expected, to go out and just win this game and do our best. And we didn't want to downgrade anybody, but you know what? You're going to get our best every time you step on the field. And that's what we got when Coach Bear Bryant's team was playing. And that's what happened when I played.
Did teams – I don't really know if fear is the correct words, but it seems like a motto of Coach Saban, I'm sure it was a motto of Coach Bryant, you just don't want teams to play you. I mean, teams don't want to play the Crimson Tide. I'm sure that's what it was back in the 70s and that amazing decade.
And you know what? I'm sorry. Because we're going to give our best, and we're going to practice like we play. We're going to give our all, and our practice was intense, and we didn't make mistakes in practice because Coach Bear Bryant didn't want that to happen. And it's the same thing with Coach Saban, you know, who practiced perfectly. You know, there's no perfect practices, and we know that. But you know what? If they are, it's going to be in our practices. So, you know, we wanted to play great. We wanted to practice great. If you practice great, you're going to play great.
What will it take from the leadership standpoint? Because you were a captain. You were elected by your coaches, by your peers as a captain. So no doubt you were a leader. Can you help us understand that leadership that it will take from guys on both the defense and the offensive side of the football to do what Alabama is expected to do in 2013?
Oh, sure. You got to lead like you got. That's the way of life for Alabama Crimson Tide, especially if you were the captain. You got to live it, and when people saw you, you got to be that same way every day. I mean, I can remember going in and sitting down with Coach Bear Bryant in my senior year, and Coach Bear Bryant expected so much from the captains, and we wanted to do that. So we had to live it each and every day, because you had to go to bed, you had to take care of yourself. You can't go out and stay out all night long. You know, you had to do the right things, and Coach Bear Bryant picked those type of people that he knew that would do the right thing, because it was serious business. I mean, you know, a captain has to be that. You got to be a serious-minded person. You're going to always carry yourself in the right way. You're not going to be out all night long and doing this and that, and because you was representing Alabama and everybody that comes with that.
Don McNeil right now, the All-American defensive back at the University of Alabama, joining us right now on the game on 99.1 and 99.1 WDGM, no doubt had a long pro career in the National Football League. Don, I want to go back to 1979 because, you know, we always talk about championships. You know, it was so close that on third down, you made a big play. It stopped a guy on a one-yard line, which set up the famous goal line stand on fourth down. Talk about that play, because, you know, this game is all about inches, and sometimes it comes down to that 1 yard that could have prevented Alabama from winning a national title.
Yes, yeah, so, you know, you had to take that kind of attitude. I'm going to make the play. And, you know, I can remember practicing that way in practice. Always you're going to make the play. And I can remember that play, you know, Coach Bear Bryant and Coach Oliver, that's my position coach, said, Don, always do what you got to do. And if you have the opportunity to help somebody else, that's great. And that's what happened on that play. I was covering my guy in the end zone, and I was covering, had him covered, and then I saw the ball was thrown out of the corner of my eye. And I just reacted. And all I had to do was go up and just make the tackle. Now, I had to make a perfect tackle, because if he had a wiggle anyway, he would have got away from me, and he would have got into the end zone. So I hit him. I had to drive him out the end zone. And I could remember my teammate Curtis McGriff. He was saying, "Don, that's a heck of a play, Mac Neal. That's a great play you just made." See, I didn't know that, but I was just doing exactly what Coach Oliver and Coach Bear Bryant always taught me to do. Don, do your job, and if you have the opportunity to help somebody else, do that. And you know what? It came to play. And it came to play on that particular play.
Don, I go back to that confidence that you guys possessed there on that Penn State drive, because it's my understanding there was players that looked at Penn State and said, "You better throw the football because you're not going to run it." Was that true? Exactly. That's true, right?
Yes. Yes. I mean, up front, they were saying, "You better throw the football because you're not going to run it."
But then Don McNeil's out in the secondary saying, "You throw the football and I'm going to take it to the house," right?
Exactly. And I was just saying that I was going the other way. You better run the football, because if you throw, we're going to knock it down or intercept it. And that's exactly what happened. We're going to make the tackle. So we was a tough-minded people, tough-minded defensive team. And we wanted to go out and please Coach Bear Bryant. I remember that. We wanted to go out and please Coach Bear Bryant, because Coach Bear Bryant took care of us and wanted to take care of him, wanted to make him proud of us. And that's what it's all about, you know. We got taken care of tremendously. We worked extremely hard, but then again, we had a training camp, a training table. He took care of us, and we graded out great, and then he took care of us, and that was great.
Don McNeil, you know, you look back at your life from Escambia County there. You played high school football, went on to play at the University of Alabama, 9 years in the Miami Dolphins. Alabama Sports Hall of Fame inducted 2008. The credentials speak for itself. But, you know, another part of your life is that I respect, and I had a chance to go to your church there and go with you to church on the Sunday prior to the national title game. You represent Christ, and that's something that no doubt we respect in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, sure. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, I had the opportunity to do a lot of great things in my life. You know, I had the opportunity to play at the highest level in college, and then I had the opportunity to play 10 seasons for the Miami Dolphins. I had an opportunity to do a lot of great things. And I got a great family and all that, and I love them all, and I love how my life has gone. But the thing that I would not take is my relationship with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. See, that's what it's all about. Because I want to please Him, and I want Him to say, "Well done," at the end. And you know, I played football exactly like I try to live my Christian walk, because it's going to be okay. Because, you know, right now I have MS, multiple sclerosis. And you know what I nicknamed MS? I nicknamed MS, I call it my Savior. Because, see, I can't handle it. But, see, Jesus Christ can. So that's what I did. So I've been successful in life, but it's all because of my relationship with Jesus Christ, and that's what I'm so proud of. I really and truly am.
Don, how are you feeling? Are you feeling okay?
Oh, I'm feeling great. I really am. Some people have got me some vitamins to take in, because I don't like to take drugs. I take vitamins, and I do that, and I'm on this thing called Copaxone. I take that every night and all, and so I'm feeling great, you know, and I just do believe that one day God is going to heal me. I just don't believe that. And I stand on His word, and He said that whenever I pray, believe that I receive and I shall have. So I believe that God is going to heal me. So I stand on that word, and every day I'm looking for my healing. Until then, I'm going to go ahead and live my life, do what I have to do, and be a vessel for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because, see, that's what I was taught at Alabama. I always do my best, and that's what I've been taught in at Miami Dolphins. Always put your best foot forward. And so if I do that, then that'll please God and everybody else.
Don, I appreciate you being part of our show here in Tuscaloosa. Roll Tide.
Thank you. Roll Tide, roll.